This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. People around the Chicago area are sharing reports on social media of hundreds of ducks and other birds washing up dead or sick along the Chicago area lakefront. Experts blame the H5N1 strain of avian influenza, the bird flu. Dr. Emily Landon is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Chicago. She tells WBEZ's Reset, humans and pets can get the bird flu and should avoid close contact with sick or dead wild birds.
Keep your dogs on a leash. Do not let them eat that goose poop, as tempting as it may be for them. The second thing is worrying about what is coming to us from poultry and dairy farmers in the United States, where there have been significant outbreaks and there are ongoing significant outbreaks.
Dr. Landon recommends fully cooking chicken, meat, and eggs. Also, if you do come into contact with a dead bird, she says, wash your hands thoroughly, wash your clothes with warm water, and monitor for flu-like symptoms. Howard Brown Health in Chicago has a new CEO, the Chicago-based organization announcing today Dr. Travis Gales officially starts in that role next month. In a statement, Gales says, our goal is to be a force in combating misinformation and inequities. The health center says it considered more than 200 people for the job and looked for a candidate deeply connected to healthcare, the LGBTQ+ community, and the Chicago area as a whole. Gales takes over from interim CEO Dr. Robin Gay. An organization that represents Illinois' largest private employment sector is worried about price hikes. The Illinois Retail Merchants Association is highlighting a new study showing the state's retail sector generates more than $112 billion in economic activity every year. Rob Carr is the association's president and CEO and says tariffs on goods from China, Mexico, and Canada would raise prices, and that will hurt small businesses.
When you're talking about imports from Mexico, you're talking about a lot of foodstuffs and other things, but foodstuffs in particular. That does impact the price of the grocery store. Retail will get blamed, but it isn't retail. It's the uncertainty that, for retail, that we have to figure out how we're going to price things.
The study by the University of Cincinnati Economic Center also found retail accounts for roughly a quarter of the private sector workforce and 10% of the gross domestic product in Illinois. Dozens of Chicagoans gathered today at City Hall to support the freedom of artistic expression after some alderpersons called for a display to come down. The protest came as the City Council Cultural Committee was meeting to discuss how artwork in public buildings is selected. In January, a piece of art on display at the Cultural Center prompted a rebuke letter by a majority of alderpersons. Grace Needleman is one of the curators of that exhibit. The artwork depicts Uncle Sam and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This artwork is making a strong political statement. It is not hate speech. It's not anti-Semitic. It's a disingenuous attack.
The city cultural commissioner told the committee today the artwork had been vetted. And the first of the major festival lineups dropped today. Sueños Music Festival returns in Chicago for the fourth year. It's at Grant Park. This year's dates are May 24th and 25th. Headliners include Shakira, Peso Plumo, Don Omar, and Grupo Frontera. Tickets go on sale Thursday. Last year's Sueños Festival sold out in a matter of days. Sueños is considered the kickoff for the summer music season. Not summery at all today. Cloudy and breezy with a high near 30. A few flurries tonight, a low in the mid-20s. And then Wednesday, a chance of snow in the afternoon. You'll get to a high in the low 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.